Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Friday, May 20th, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on Thursday, May 19th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $10.95. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. General Property Corporation, $5.40. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $2.80. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 15 securities, of which 1 advanced, 9 declined, and 5 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 10.57 points to close at 2,047.09. The Composite Index declined by 6.95 points to close at 1,414.13. The Cross-Listed Index declined by 0.43 points to close at 103.16. The SME Index remained at 38.75. Trading activity on the first-year market registered a volume of 395,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $3.1 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 243,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $1.2 million, followed by JMMB Group Limited with a volume of 62,000 shares being traded for $157,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 52 stocks, of which 20 advanced, 25 declined, and 7 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 9.8 million units, valued at over $124.5 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. QWI Investments Limited with 1.6 million units. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 993,000 units. And Sagicor Select Funds Financial with 957,000 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one advanced and one unchanged as 8.7 million shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $654.9 million. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader with 8.7 million at a high of $75 and a low of $73 before closing at $75. They were followed by First Caribbean International Bank, which traded 60 shares. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.